Fred Film Radio.
Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio. Today we are going deeper into the Live Text Access project and real-time subtitles, which enable live access to audiovisual content and in situations where support for communication is required. To know more about this, but also to talk about media accessibility, we have virtually with us today Carlo Eugeni, lecturer in conference interpreting at the Advanced School for Interpreters and Translators in Pisa, and trainer of We Speakers. Carlo, it's a great pleasure to have you here with us today.
My pleasure, Francesca.
As I said, you train We Speakers, but you are also We Speaker yourself. So I'm sure you're the best one to tell us what We Speaking is, Carlo. And I also would like to know why you decided to focus your research, but also your professional activity on media accessibility and in particular We Speaking.
Well, I've started working on media accessibility in general and particularly on We Speaking in 2004. At the time, BBC had started using We Speaking, but nobody had researched really about it.
So it was so something pretty new.
Mm-hmm. I've done one big thing I'm particularly proud of. Which is the live subtitling of Pope Francis.
Wow, that's great.
Canonization. Yeah, he celebrated the canonization of John Paul II, mm-hmm, and John 23rd, so it was really an international
broadcast. Wow, a huge event, yes.
Yeah.
I understand also from your personal experience that bridging somehow research and practice is key to improving the profession, right? And this is basically what the Live Text Access project, the LTA, wants to do by designing a curriculum for real-time live subtitlers. Well, first of all, are We Speakers and real-time live subtitlers synonyms, or are they different somehow?
Well, there is a lot of terminology flows in mm-hmm. the field, because the field is very new, and in 10 years, let's say, many people have investigated on it, talked on it, and sometimes people have invented terminology.
New terms. Mm-hmm.
Re-speaking, per se, is the name of a technique by which the re-speaker listens to the speaker and repeats what it says, or reformulates what it says, or mm-hmm. even translates what it says, and talks into a microphone which sends the input to speech-to-text recognition software, which basically it translates what it hears by the re-speaker and translates the voice input into written words.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite complex, but it is similar to the job of the simultaneous interpreter.
Interpreter, okay.
The simultaneous
mm-hmm.
interpreter listens and repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the software transcribes what the re-speaker says
okay.
into written words.
Okay.
This means that you can produce, through re-speaking, text for many contexts. For
mm-hmm.
example, you can produce live subtitles for TV programs, you can produce live reports for parliamentary assemblies,
mm-hmm.
you can produce transcriptions of meetings during which you have deaf people attending, so that deaf people are able to follow a speech event such as a conference or a job meeting. Live subtitling is something else. It is a context where re-speaking can be used.
Oh, okay.
But
mm-hmm.
re-speaking is only a technique. We also have velotype. Velotype is a typing technique. So basically the job of the velotypist is that of producing text live by listening to it, to a speaker, and typing.
So different professional profiles, let's say. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the LTA project aims precisely to design an effective and certified curriculum for both real-time intralingual speakers and velotypists, right? So the project tries to achieve these two main aims, we can say.
Yes.
Okay, and to design this certified curriculum, the project has five intellectual outputs, is it correct?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. I'm in charge of intellectual outputs number two,
okay.
Which is designing the curriculum mm-hmm. for the real-time intralingual subtitler, as we call it.
Uh-huh.
But we know, for example, that American people call it live captioner. So here again, there are terminology issues to solve. This I.O. is aimed at designing a curriculum for the real-time intralingual subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on the literature in the field, of course, because in 15 years, many researchers have worked on training,
mm-hmm.
plus it is based on the skills that have already been identified and organized into macro areas.
Mm-hmm.
Every single area has quantified credits, plus...
Credits, what do you mean?
Credits, it means that internationally and both in the vocational field and in the academic field,
mm-hmm.
Students or trainees acquire credits for their profession.
Ah, okay.
Or for their curriculum if they are students. And, so the curriculum needs to provide credits so as to say to the world of job or to the academia how much they have learned. It is a sort of index for telling the world what they have learned. The curriculum will have two peculiarities. It
mm-hmm.
will be modular and it will be accessible. Modular means that trainees don't need to go through the whole process to become a professional, but they can opt for one specific working situation or for one specific application or technique. For example, if you are already a court reporter and want to become a TV subtitler, you need to develop given skills
mm-hmm.
because you already possess some, so you simply can opt for one or two. Accessible means that we will produce material that can be used by all.
By students with some kind of disabilities, for example?
Yeah, correct.
Uh-huh.
For example, blind people, partially sighted people should be able to access the material we're going to produce.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, Carlo, very clear. Thank you very much. We are getting more and more familiar with the LiveText Access project. Carlo Geni is one of the partners of the project, so thank you very much for being with us today, Carlo.
Thank you.
And thank you very much to all of you. Don't miss our next interviews on Fredfin Radio to know more about the LTA project. This is Francesca Raffi and this is Fredfin Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.